This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
All right. The Bills, I don't know if they need TJ's help or not, but she is ready with the big game against the Chiefs Sunday.
First thing I got to do, we can't do this, only get an inspirational talk at halftime thing where they come out and rock the second half. We got to get them right out of the gate. So I got to get in there, give Brandon Bean a call and let him know. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, look, winning is not a sometimes thing. It's an all the time thing. We don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Do you know who that's from?
No. Who?
Vince Lombardi.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll bring my own words in and I'll be, bring it in, guys. Come on. Knox, get over here. Come on, Tyler. Cooper, you too. Everybody in here. Ready? Listen real close to my words. Do exactly what I say. Don't screw it up. Go!
Let's go, Buffalo.
Don't screw this up. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. We can do it. No? I'm not allowed? Not allowed in the... No?
WB.
Morning Coffee Club is cooking. That, of course, is from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. When he was a wrestler, that was one of his catchphrases. Can you smell la, 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 la? He's now big in the movies. He's a great entertainer, action star, and great sense of humor. He's got a new one coming out. I love going to movies. Love going to movies. Red One, it's called. It's The Rock starring this holiday action movie as the head of the North Pole security. And he is forced to team up with a bounty hunter from the naughty list, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And it's all because the big jolly fellow has been kidnapped on Christmas Eve. This should be good. Have you seen the previews?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Anything he touches turns to gold. Anything Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in turns to gold. Mm-hmm. Boom. Done. He is a genius marketer. He is, his face is all over. You go to Dick's Sporting Goods and you're like, I want to look like that. He's like sweating and drinking something. You want whatever he's drinking.
Exactly.
He has tequila. He has energy. He's in GNC. He's everywhere. And every single movie he touches is a huge success. Now, If he's got the Moana 2 coming out, right?
Yes.
So that's Disney. That's money. That's like money in the bank right there. But this movie, you got to think, Christmas movies, what do? Every year. It's not just one and done. Now, this will become like Elf, right?
It'll
it's going to
be classic.
Every year, everybody until the end of time.
We'll want to watch this.
We'll watch it.
Red One, opening in theaters today. I'm going to text my wife right now. Say, listen, popcorn's on me. Let's have a date night. Let's go to a movie, get some good laughs, see some good action. Red One. You mentioned Moana. That is my connection with my middle daughter, Haley, who just graduated from college.
She loves that.
She loved it. We'd watch it. We'd watch it over and over together and laugh and this and that. So I was like her Moana, Big Daddy, you know, had the solutions.
You're welcome.
At least I thought I did, right?
Okay.
So with Moana 2 coming out, she's like, fly to Phoenix, because that's where she is. She's like, let's go to the movies.
I'm
like, you know what?
You
around the holidays,
you only live once.
That's right. I think I'm just going to fly there just to see the movie with her. That's my connection with my daughter. What about you? Is there a certain movie that totally connects with you and your son or you and your daughter, that's your movie?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. E. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. I was just talking about Moana's the movie. Me and my daughter, who's 22 now, just graduated from college. That's our movie. And Moana 2's coming out. I think I'm flying to Phoenix to just go watch with her. That's how much we bond over Moana.
You'll never forget that memory.
Yes.
And
you're
she
welcome.
Won't either. It'll be so worth it if you do that. Texter saying, oh, absolutely. This texter said, my son and I love to go see all the Marvel movies when they come out in theaters. Me too. We just went to see what? Venom? And then the last Spider-Man, the animated one that was like 50 million hours long, went to that one with him.
You and Liam, that's your bonding.
It is.
Mother-son movie. On the Donut Slide text line, how about Princess Diaries for mom, Sue, and daughter, Cassandra? It's live. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, your B-Morning Coffee Club. Kathy just checked in and said she loves your Bill speech. Straight into the point that you gave out just a few minutes ago.
And very inspirational.
Yeah, basically, Bills.
Don't screw it up.
Kathy loved that. She goes, it's going to work for them. They're going to beat the Chiefs. Then we got on the subject of movies that we bond with our kids and we watch over and over together. For me and my daughter, Haley, it's Moana. That's our thing. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Michelle just checked in. Her and her 16-year-old son, Aiden, they love the scary movies. That's their thing. They go watch scary movies together. She likes the Saw movies. He likes the Chucky movies. But they bond over scary movies.
Steve and his mother are the same.
Really?
They did. They bonded when he was a kid over scary movies.
Interesting.
And he'll still like watch something to be nostalgic. I'm like, I can't watch this. It's too bloody. He's like, Mom and I used to, we loved these movies. I was like, whatever. Okay. Yeah. So you're he'll never forget that, just so you know.
What about you and like Morgan? Do you watch things together?
Gosh. Bonding? When she was 13, the Twilight series came out and she was immediately hooked. Read them, wanted to go to every movie. Actually, she didn't speak to me for a week because a snowstorm kept me from being able to take her to the midnight showing of one of the series. And she cried the whole way back. I'm like, there's no snow plows. I can't physically, we were still living in the Southern Tier. I was like, I can't get to the theater. And she was like, yes, you can. This is awful. Didn't speak to me for a week. Every year, she still rewatches it. Every
Twilight.
Year. And she calls me and she's like, it's time for the annual watching, Mom, of the Twilight. I'm like, how can you watch that every single year?
Mom, just pick up your FaceTime. We're going to watch together.
We're going to watch it together. And I go, and then will you speak to me again now that...
Yeah. All right. You can always jump in on the conversation. Have some fun with us. 585-252-WBEE. Mandy, our food partner. How about you? How did you bond with... your parents over a movie.
I was laughing because you're talking about movies. I don't have one with a parent, but my best friend in college, we bonded over The Cutting Edge. It's an old 80s or 90s.
Topic.
Yeah, exactly. But then, if you haven't seen Ghost from last week, watch it. Because they actually referenced it, TJ. I started falling out laughing last night watching it. I was dying.
I'll have to. I absolutely have to. I love that show, and I've gotten behind because I haven't been able to watch it. So I'll get caught up. I will appreciate that reference, yes.
And it was so funny because my husband turned to me and just started laughing. And I'm like, what? He's like, you're old, honey. I'm like, what?
I know another old lady who will like my reference. I'll call her tomorrow. That's so TJ.
Cutting Edge, Toe Pick, a classic. Boy, whew, shaking off the cobwebs, trying to remember that one.
Yeah.
But it was good about how you...
Ice skating
and liking and disliking.
Yeah, they hated each other until they didn't.
Aha. How about you? What movie did you bond your kids over that you keep watching over and over again? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're talking about movies we've bonded with our sons and daughters together that we watch over and over again and still love them.
And even when they're grown, it's still this bond that you have. And this texter on the Donuts Delight text line says, my father used to put on the Santa Claus with Tim Allen at least 10 times every Christmas, and he still does, and to this day. And all of us are out of the house now, and we all watch it every Christmas. And our friends and significant others hate that we can quote the entire movie.
Coffee Club, we're talking about bonding with our kids over certain movies that we watch over and over again. Tammy just jumped on and said for her son it was Remember the Titans. Great movie, Tammy. Thank you. And with her daughter, it's Christmas Shoes. They've seen it 155 times, something like that. Crazy.
The Christmas Shoes.
Yes.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that one, but just the song alone is
right.
Heartbreaking. So.
It really is.
I'm not going to watch that movie. That just seems awful.
You just have the Kleenex ready.
Exactly.
Serious. All right, Rhonda, how about you?
Well, I had two daughters, so we watched a couple of. They were Legally Blonde, and we loved doing the bend and snap. We still do it, you know, crack each other up.
Wait a second. What bonding mom and daughter? Bend and snap.
Hope and I have done it in here before, remember?
Yes.
And then the other one would be Parent Trap, of course.
I'm the Parent Trap, but I'm the Haley Mills version. And I used to watch it with my sister, like, every day. And we had it on VHS until the tape broke.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Parent Trap.
I've watched that.
Yeah,
for sure. The Legally Blonde movie, the first one, was the best. I mean, we watched them all. But, we just crack ourselves up. You know, every once in a while, we'll just say, let's do the bend and snap.
Love it.